Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are studying this chapter that there should be moderation in our ibadah. Further, with regard to that, some value points that are discussed. One is allowed to expose one's good deeds for a valid reason, provided it is not done boastfully. Whatever, like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and expressed that what they want to do, what ibadah they want to do. On that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained what is his ibadah. So to make one's ibadah known, it is permissible on condition. Many things of our deen, we must understand they are on condition, not just openly that there is permission. That is to let other people benefit from it. But a person must be very careful and be sure that he's doing it with sincerity. If he's doing it to let people know that I do this ibadat, I do this, then he'll destroy all his ibadat. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, a person in the very old days who had made 3 hajj with lot of difficulty, and when somebody came and visit him, then he told his son or his worker, bring the zamzam of my 3rd hajj and give it to this person. So in that one sentence, he destroyed 3 hajj which he had done with so much of difficulty. Because now he advertised it and made it known that I'm not a single double haji, I'm a triple haji. And he wanted people to know. And today, unfortunately, we don't make any effort on our islah of our nafs, and that we control our intention, and that we know what our intentions are. In most cases, our actions are also fake. They're not even genuine. And we are so prone to sell our actions, to make it known to people in various ways. Whether we ask somebody a question that I get up to Hajjud at this time, then what should I do, etc. Actually, our intention is to make it known that I get up for the Hajjud. So in various ways, we sell our action. And very unfortunate are those people who do the actions of Amal, actions of Deen, of Akhirat, and sell it for the petty gains of this dunya. Just that sober, somebody must praise you, somebody must have a good opinion of you, and these things, to have that desire, hubbejah, that is also totally haram. And because we don't make any effort, we are not aware of what islah and the correction of the nafs is, we are all involved in this. So if a person who makes his actions known, but he has got total sincerity in him, and he has reached that level of knowing that sincerity and controlling his nafs, then it will be permissible for him to make it known to encourage other people. It also comes in the Hadith Sharif that a person does certain amal with sincerity and with secretness, that nobody knows about it. But after some time, he speaks about it. Now it no more is a amal of secretness by Allah, but a amal of openness. It is no more ikhfa, now it is izhar. But still, if he did it with sincerity, and he made it known with sincerity, it will be still sincerity. But if he now he speaks about it, and he wants to let people know, now it is comes out of the record of sincerity by Allah Ta'ala into the record of name and fame. And all the value of that amal is lost. It might be years of tahajjud. It might be years of making mujahada. But in that little bit, when a person wanted people to know, then he destroyed all that amal. So it is a very, very important thing that we be concerned about our islah and the control of our intentions also. And that is not only when we do the amal, but right through till maut. Till before maut, if we sell our amal, just before maut, if we make it known. So people must know that I'm a tahajjud guzar. I do these good actions, that good action, we will lose all that sawab. One who omits practicing upon the laws of Islam due to laziness is not a disbeliever, but a sinner. If because of our laziness we know namaz is faraz, we accept it wholeheartedly. But because of our laziness we are not making, because of being involved in dunya, we won't go into kufr, but it will be a sin, a very big sin. And all the other things according to the level of the amal. For example, we are not making tilawat of Quran Sharif on a daily basis, which we are commanded to do, though that is not farz ain, but it is also extremely important. According to that level, we will be sinners also. We are not making zikr of Allah Ta'ala, which we are commanded in many ayat and ahadith. If we are not making it, then we will be losing out the sawab, and if to the level that it is, accordingly we will be sinners. But as long as we don't deny, we don't say that namaz is not for us, we don't say that the zikr, na'uzu billah, is a waste of time, till then we won't lose our iman. But the harm and the sin of it will be there. One who abandons the laws of Islam, whether faraz or sunnah, and regard them to be inferior, is guilty of disbelief. Any person who doesn't practice on any law of Islam, as the previous point, but he regards it that it is the law of Islam. But if he regards it that it's not the law of Islam, or that na'uzubillah, it's a waste of time. Like somebody says, roza, no benefit in roza. And those people keep roza who haven't got food. Or those people who make namaz who got nothing better to do. Na'uzubillah. By saying such words, we lose our iman. So we must be very careful whether we say it in clear terms or whether we say it in even ambiguous terms. That we don't make it clear, but that is what we mean. That dunya is important, deen is not important. We must work for dunya. We mustn't waste our time in na'uzubillah in deen. These are words that will take us out of the fold of Islam. And it doesn't just mean that we go out of the fold of Islam. It means we are deprived of Jannat forever and ever. And not only that, it means that we will go to Jahannam and the azab of Jahannam forever and ever. All the terrible azab, forever we will have to suffer that. Moderation in worship allows a person to develop the strength to engage in additional worship. This moderation in worship and also gradually getting into worship. Like a person mustn't just start reading 100 rakats of nafil namaz every day at one time. He will hardly have started and he will give it up. But he should start gradually. He starts with 2 rakats, makes it 4, makes it 8, makes it 10. Slowly, then that way he will build and become stronger and stronger. And if we start right at the beginning and we have to go in the deep end and we have to make lot of ibadah, like many people, they start like that and it only lasts for a day or two and then they give it up again. So we should increase our ibadah, but we should do it gradually. And in that way, this ibadah will give us more strength and we will do it with more conviction, with more love and passion, and we will be able to increase also. May Allah give us the proper understanding of deen and the concern of correcting ourselves and getting to know our deen just by what we learned in the maktab, and we feel that is sufficient, that is far from sufficient. And we are facing challenges all the time in our lives. If we took a bath, we went to a parlor to have a bath, and they gave us a very fantastic bath. And we feel from today, I don't need a bath in my life again. We become immediately, we are perspiring all the time. And we will become dirty, if we don't take a bath, what will be our condition? If we bought a brand new motor car, and the petrol fuel is also full, but now we don't fill fuel, we don't check water, we don't check oil, tire pressure, we don't do service to the car, what will happen? That car won't serve us. Just like that, our deen also. It isn't just what we gained from our parents or from the maktab and our whole life that is sufficient. We have to keep on servicing it, keep on refreshing it and increasing it. Then we will benefit from deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.